Okay. I want to start with the Mishnah here from the Masechta Sukkah on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Shluchi Mitzvah Pturim in a Sukkah. People that are Shluchi Mitzvah are potter from a Sukkah. If you're on your way to do a Mitzvah, you're potter from a Sukkah. So Rashi on the Mishnah Chaf Hei Amud Aleph writes as follows. Masnishin Shluchi Mitzvah Holchei V'derech Mitzvah Kegon Lil Mutayr L'Hakbal Pnei Rabba Lifto Shvuyim. You hear the three examples?
Is that Rashi?
Yeah. You're going to learn Torah, to visit your Rebbe, and to redeem captives. Why Rashi points out those three examples? So, and Rashi says, Pturim in a Sukkah, filu b'shas chaniyasim. Even when you're camping out at night, that's all considered to be part of the derech in your potter. So, Rashi, first mahalach we want to point out is a chiddush here. This Lechura, that first example, is a Pella. It's against the Gemara. Lomot Torah, yeah. Because the Gemara says in Moed Katan and Tesmanaf that there is no principle of Osek Mitzvah, Patim and Mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah. If you're learning Torah and you see an elderly lady that needs help with the groceries, you're Mechuyiv to stop and help her. The Rambam says, Yachzor LeLilmod, the Rambam says, in Echos Talmud Torah. But as the Miri comes, the whole point of one of the essential elements of Torah is Talmud maybe Lidei. What's the mission of us? Talmud maybe Lidei Maisa. So if there's no one else to help the elderly lady, you have to stop learning. We don't say Osek Mitzvah Pademinism in Talmud Torah. You follow me? Unless someone else can do it for you. Or for
what
someone else can help.
What did the mission Sukkah say again?
Shluchi Mitzvah Pturim in a Sukkah. Someone who's going on the way to do a Mitzvah is part of the Sukkah. So Rashi gives these three examples. So we're asking on the first example, it's a Pella. You know what I mean? The Shluchi Mitzvah Pturim in a Sukkah is the din of Osek Mitzvah Pturim in a Mitzvah.
Right? What's Rashi's having here? That there's somebody else to do it?
No, there's not. There's no one else to learn your own Torah.
But he says to
go to yeshiva to be lomi Torah, you're part from the Sukkah, but that's against the din, Ali. You don't say Osek Mitzvah Pturim Mitzvah by Talmud Torah. If you're Osek in Talmud Torah and another Mitzvah comes about, you got to stop learning and do it.
It depends on what Rashi's premise is.
So we're asking on Rashi. Rashi against the Gemara. Rashi's a Pella. You hear what I'm asking? So I once heard in the name of Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal. It's hard to say Zatzal. It's a Kronel Lebroch. It's a Tzadik Lebroch. But I think the Ayin Rowan, one of the Gedolei Achronim, says the same shot. That there's a difference between Loimei Torah and Holchei Lomot Torah. There's a mission novice that says you're a holich l'dvar mitzvah, and you don't end up going. Schar halicha biyado. You get the schar of walking in your hand. You follow? There's a notion to be holich l'dvar mitzvah. I don't care what type of mitzvah you're going towards. You follow me? That itself is a mitzvah. Mishnah says holich. Mishnah novice says you're a holich l'dvar mitzvah. It says schar halicha biyado, even if you don't end up doing the mitzvah. So there's a notion of being a holich to do mitzvahs. You follow me? And even if you're going to that specific mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's not plugged in as Talmud Torah. Because you're not learning Torah while you're going. You're going holech l'mot Torah. So that's your generic mitzvah, and therefore on that we'll say Osek v'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. You hear what I'm saying? That's what Rav Lichtenstein wanted to answer. You got it, Ellie?
Yeah, if... I'm saying... Isn't it a problem if you start a mitzvah and you don't finish it?
That's a problem. Gemara says in Makkos we learned. Kovar used to have one of, God forbid. It shows you're disinterested. But this is, you haven't started it. You're hoylech to do it.
If you're considering, are those two separate dinners?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's for sure two separate. You haven't started it. You're just being hoylech. I'm saying there's a significant, inherent, separate, independent mitzvah being hoylech l'dvar mitzvah. And on that, you could say osek mitzvah, potem mitzvah. I'm being hoylech l'dvar mitzvah. They're from pot from sukkah. Okay? You got me? So that's the chiddush we want to say in the first example, Limel Torah. Number two, L'akbal Pnei Rabbo. What's the chiddush in that? So the Gemara says in two places in Shas, in Sukkah, on Chav Zayin Amid Beis, and in Rosh Hashanah, on Tet Zayin Amid Beis, Chayiv Adam L'akbal Pnei Rabbo Beregel. You're mechuyiv to visit your Rebbe on Yontif. And it's interesting. That's a very interesting din, Halacha L'maisa, okay? Because what's that din based on? The note of Yehuda says it's not Shaykh Bismanazah because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. But if you look in the Rambam quotes it in Hilchos Talmud Torah. So there is such a concept to visit one's Rebbe. Rambam quotes it. So where's the marker for that din? It's in Navi. What's Navi called? Divrei Kabbalah. Right? Remember the husband of the Shunamid asked, why are you going up there? It's not Chodesh Shad Shabbos. So you see it's a Pasuk in Malachim. What's that called? Divrei Kabbalah. What's the famous Machlokes Baal Mori Barzaloni? Whether Divrei Kabbalah is Kedivrei Torah Domi or not. Right? Because they have a status of being Diraisa. So usually we normally assume Divrei Kabbalah is Lavke Divrei Torah Domi. We assume a mitzvah mentioned in Navi, it does not have the status of being Diraisa. You follow me? So therefore it's really a Durabanan. So one want to suggest the second chid. The second chiddush in this Rashi is what? That if you're Osik in a mitzvah mid Durabanan, you're potter even from a mitzvah mid Torah. Shluchim mitzvah p'turim min Sukkah. So the chiddush of that second example is even though it's only a mitzvah mid Durabanan, you're potter from a mitzvah mid Torah. You follow me? That's the second chiddush. And the third chiddush I want to suggest, third example is also a chiddush. What's that third example? The third example is Vlifto Shvuyim. Why would he bring up that example? Pinyan Shvuyim. You're going to be redeem a captive, so you're put from Sukkah. So I want to say a chiddush like this. I don't know if it's such a great shot, but as opposed to the previous two mitzvahs, the first mitzvah has definitely been on Lamakum, Talmud Torah, right? Second mitzvah, I guess visiting your Rebbe could be being on Lachavero, but according to the Rambam, he puts it in Talmud Torah, so maybe it's a chelik of Talmud Torah. It's not solely being on Lachavero, you follow me? It might have both elements of being on Lamakum and on Lachavero. But the third one maybe is being on Lachavero, certainly alone. Pinyin Shuyim, you follow me? So maybe I'd have a Hava meaning that if I'm Osik in a mitzvah being on Lachavero, maybe that wouldn't potter me from a mitzvah being on Lamakum. Kamash Mlan, that's not true. Anytime I'm also getting any mitzvah, whether it's been on Lamakim or on Lachaver, I'm potter from another mitzvah. You got me? So that's the first mahalach I want to suggest in the Rashi here in Sukkah, Chofheim and Av, the Chiddush in each Rashi. Okay, next mahalach. The next line in the Mishnah writes, what does it say? Next line in the Mishnah says, it says, Cholun Umisham Shemin. Someone who's sick and the attendants of a sick person are put from the sukkah. The third line is you eat and drink aroy chutz l'sukkah. Okay, maybe if we have time, we'll get back to that last one. Then. But I want to just mention the second malach is osik mitzvah putim in a mitzvah. Correct? That's what we said this klal is. Now, why does the mission not just come out and say it? What does it have to say in the form of Shluchim Mitzvah Paturim in a Sukkah? Just say Osik Mitzvah Paturim in a Sukkah. Why does Mishnayos have to say it like that? You know what I mean? Just say a klal like that. So the Pnei Yehoshua here wants to say a Chiddush, and I want you to get it. The Pnei Yehoshua wants to say that Lamaisa, there might be an Isser, there is an Isser to eat outside the Sukkah. So he made that a Havamina Lamaisa that, you know, Osik Mitzvah Paturim in a Sukkah when there's no Isurim at all are involved. If Osik Mitzvah A, I'm part from Mitzvah B. Okay, fine. If I'm Osik Mitzvah A, I shake a lulav, I'm part from Mitzvah B from giving stalker. But there's no Isser involved, Pashup Shad. Here, there's an Isser D outside the Sukkah. So there's an added Chiddush, we want to say Osik Mitzvah, Potem and a Mitzvah, that what? Osik Mitzvah, Potem and a Mitzvah, that what? That I'm Osik in one of these three Mitzvahs, Limmel Torah, to go to Limmel Torah, to go to Vizier Rebbe, or go to Pinyan Shvuyim, apart from the Sukkah. Aye, but eating outside the Sukkah, isn't that an Isser? I don't care. The fact that I'm also getting another mitzvah potters me from the other mitzvah of sitting in Sukkah, and also what stems from the mitzvah of Sukkah is what? That there's an Isser to eat outside the Sukkah. But once I'm potter from what? The mitzvah sitting in the Sukkah, there's no Isser of eating outside the Sukkah either. That's why the Mishnah presented the famous cloud of Osik Mitzvah, Potter and a Mitzvah, in this form. You follow what I'm saying? To tell me this Chiddush. Don't think, you know what, that the fact you're Osik Mitzvah A potters me from what? From sitting in the Sukkah and the Isser of eating outside the Sukkah that would stem from it as well. You might have thought maybe an Isser maybe makes it, you know, maybe I'm not exempt. No, it's not true. Based on this, there's really a fundamental machlokes Tyson in the Ran that you must know about the klal and the scope of Osik Mitzvah Potter, and it's very important. It's really the Ran and the Or Zeruah on one hand against Tysus. Tysus here in the Ramaskil, V'alechtecha v'derech points out a famous chiddush, okay? He points out that halacha l'maisa, he feels, I'm sorry, it's in Dibur Maskil Shluchim Mitzvah, Dibur Maskil Shluchim Mitzvah, he feels that osik mitzvah potem in mitzvah, Taisus claims, is only when you're osik in mitzvah A. If you are osik in mitzvah A, you are potem in mitzvah B. But if I wear tzitzis all day, am I being osik right now in mitzvah tzitzis? Yes or no? No, I'm not. Good morning, Zach. I'm not being osik. Did you guys take the Mar Mekaymus? Yeah? I'm sorry, I don't think I gave you. You're not being osik. You're not being osik in the mitzvah. When am I osik in the mitzvah tzitzis? When I put my begging on top of mine, right? That's for 2 seconds, right? Same thing with the towels go. That's the maisa, correct. What am I doing throughout the whole day? I'm being mekayim. There's a difference between osik and being mekayim. So Tois is of the opinion that you must constrict osik mitzvah, patim and mitzvah to only when you're being osik in mitzvah A. Yes? You are patur from mitzvah B. But only for those few minutes when you're being osik. Now in the case in the Mishnah where Rashi said, I'm being holek. So that's a holek is being osik, right? The whole time. That's why I'm patur. And even when I'm what? Even when I'm sleeping at night, b'shas chaniyasan, you know, while I'm on my way, I'm also potter because the sleeping allows me also to be holek, right? If I wouldn't sleep at night, I couldn't be holek. So we deem that as if I'm being osik. Okay? So that's Tosis as a phenomenal chiddush. He says, also when you put the tefillin on, that's when you're osik. The rest of the day, when you have your tefillin on, or the rest of the davening, you're not being osik, you're being mekayim. So Tosis is of the opinion, stark, that osik mitzvah potter is only limited to the case when you're actually being osik.
Okay, but for the three cases that Rashi brings for the Mishnah, Talmud Torah would be a mitzvah the entire time. You're actually being osik in Talmud Torah.
Absolutely.
Visiting your Rebbe Da'alicha.
Absolutely. And actually, it's all being holik, correct. And Pidyon Shvuyim, right.
Pidyon Shvuyim, you're either going right. And you're...
Yeah, it's the, exactly, it's the holik. So every step of the way is osik, so that's right. The cloud. But I'm saying, once you get out of that a window, Ellie, you don't say osik mitzvah, put him in a mitzvah. Okay, that's Tyson's opinion. The Ron and the Orzarua argue. The Ron and the Orzarua claim, and it's a long Ron here in Sukkah, the Ron claims not that way. We zero in on the Shitas Aran. Osik mitzvah, put him in a mitzvah applies even when it's efshir to do B. Okay? You follow me? Tosfos says the klal osik mitzvah, put him in a mitzvah is only when it's impossible to do B when you're doing A. Okay, when it's impossible to do B, I'm osik in A, I'm putter from B. But according to Tosos, if it's efshir to do B, I have to do B. You follow me? Come along, the Ran and the Rezarua say no. Osik mitzvah putter mitzvah is putter even when what? Even when you can do B, I'm still putter. What about Taos and Tefillin? Let's say a guy wears Taos and Tefillin all day. You should be putter from all mitzvahs according to Tosos and the Ran. According to Ron and the Zerua, what's the answer? I'm not being what? I'm not being osik. I'm just being mekayim. That's why I got to do other mitzvahs. So again, what's the machloekis Tosfos against the Ron and the Zerua? What is the scope of osik mitzvah putim in a mitzvah? Tosfos says only when it's efshir. When you're osik in A, it's impossible to do B. So I say osik mitzvah putim in a mitzvah. The Ron and the Zerua say no. Osik mitzvah putim mitzvah can be said even when it's efshir to do B. So frek the rod on himself. So I don't understand, if I'm wearing towels and filling all day, why do I have to do other mitzvahs? Because I'm not being Isaac at that moment. You follow me? I'm just being Mekayeh. That's why I have to do B. Now the Ron, we should point out, if it's not a tircha, the Ron says you should do it. When I say osik mitzvah, hey, you're putter mitzvah, even when it's efshir to do B, if it's not a big tircha, you should do B. But that's a fundamental machloik is Tosfos against the Ron and Orzarua. What is the scope? And if you look in the Ritvoa seems to be going with Tosfos, and he says, the way Rav Zhulti wants to say it, is if you're osik, put the Ritvoa down under Tosfos, that when you're osik in A, it's usher to do B. It's usher to leave A and do B. Okay? That's how the Ritvoa, you put down the Ritvoa, people confuse the Ritvoa, it's under Tosfos. The Ritva teaching, according to Tosfos Lamaisa, who says that he only say when it's efshir to do B, it's usher to leave A and do B. Elder, you got this klor?
Yeah, yeah.
So Nachum, you got to get it. The fundamental machlokes, whenever you hear this klal, we already said a few rules regarding this. Number one, it doesn't apply to Talmud Torah, right? That's more kind of testament out because Tom and Vidal get a Miri. And number two is this fundamental place place on one against the Ran and the Rizur. Do you only say it when it's Efsher, or do you say it even when it's Efsher? And that split between Osik and Mekayim, the Ran has to say in Rizur. Otherwise, how do you, if someone wears towels and film all day, why do you have to do other mitzvahs? I'm Osik with upon the mitzvah, and it's Pati when I can do Efsher the new beef. Terrence says, no, I'm not being Osik, I'm being Mekayim. You follow me? Okay. Could be a nafkamina we should point out, Lamaisa, a nafkamina that we should point out is interesting, is Mr. Brewer has a tzir, the Shartzian. Let's say the night of the Seder. He's gonna do his Seder, but he's going to be Shomer and Mace at the same time. So he's being Shomer the Mace, but he's also going to do the mitzvahs of the Seder. So does he say a bracha on the what? On the Seder, on the matzah. Hear the Shiloh? So you plug it in from if you hold like the Ritva, who says what?
Yeah, I said to do it, and you can't.
Yeah, but the Ritva is only within Taisus, though. You know,
sorry.
It's Efsher to do B. You can watch the mace and eat the matz at the same time. No, so it is Efsher. So what I'm saying is that according to Taisus, what would you say? According to Taisus, I would say you have to say the bracha because you can do both. But according to the Ran and the Orza rule, what's the din? We said if it's Efsher, you're Pata. If it's not a Tirka, let's say it would be a Tirka. So if it would be a Ptur, Lamaisa, maybe you wouldn't say a Bracha. That would be a good nafkamina between the two. You follow me?
You're
see,
right.
When the Ritva says it's Usr, was he working within Taisus or was he working within the Ran and Orza rule?
It must be the Ran.
That's the Shiloh.
It's got to be the Ran. You
think so?
Yeah, because...
I don't think so.
Because the Ran would not... The Ran allows you to not do B.
No, but the Ritva is saying within Taisus when it's Efsher to do B. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, so...
When it's Efsher to do B and I'm doing A, it's Usr to leave A and go to B. The Ritva is going within Taisus. Hear what I'm saying? The Ritva is going within Taisus. I'm saying, though, in a situation where you can do both, according to Taisus, you definitely would say a bracha, right? Because there's no cloud of us when it's a punnet
and
a mitzvah.
Is it usher to do B in that case of the Shomer Mace?
No, not at all. If it's Efsher, it's okay.
So then he would...
So definitely would say a bracha. I'm saying, according to the Randall, let's say it would be a big turban to do it. I don't know. To be by the mace, you know, you don't feel comfortable, things like that. So what would you say according to the Randall or Zeruah? So basically, if you did it, Lamaisa, maybe you wouldn't say a bracha. If you did it, maybe you wouldn't say a bracha because you're potter. You hear what I'm saying? Maybe that would be an afkemini. Okay, let's get to now the details in the lumdus of Sukkah. So let's start the third mahalach now. Gemara says on the next daf here, on Chavavim and Aleph, the Gemara introduces a brisa that says, people that are travelers are potter. At night they're not traveling, right? So the chayav in sukkah. So as opposed to the previous case, you're going to do a mitzvah. Your whole route is a whole derech. You follow me? We're talking about a businessman. So at night he's chayav in sukkah. Holchei drachim belayla, p'turim in a sukkah belayla. Chayav in biyom. Holchei drachim biyom ubelayla. If you're a traveling salesman both night and day, p'turim in a sukkah ben biyom ben belayla. If you're going to do a mitzvah, like we say, to put the main biyom b'layla. So Gemara says like this: Yadar chistav rabba bar Ravuna kav ayla b'shabasa the rigla the beirish kalusa. When they came up to the Shabbos l'maisa, it was like the special Shabbos the rigla. You know, it was like the what's that called? You know, when they study and they come into the yeshiva. For the Balabatim, twice Yarche Kala, excellent. The Beirish Kalusa, Havigana Rakta the Sur. They slept on the banks of the river. He said, what are you guys doing? Amre Anan Shluchim Mitzah Anam Tura. What do you mean we're Shluchim Mitzah? We're Shluchim Mitzah. So since we're Shluchim Mitzah, we're going to see the Drasha of the Reish Kalusa, therefore we're Pat. Fine. Tanra Banan, let's get it. Shomra'ir Beyom Pturim and Asukha Beyom Chayam Balayla. Let's say you're a guardsman in the daytime. You know, a shomer of the ear. If you're a shomer there in the daytime, you're putrim in a sukkah b'yom. Chayav b'layla. Shomer ear b'layla, putrim in a sukkah b'layla. Shomer ear b'layla, the putrim in a sukkah b'layla, chayav b'yom. Shomer ear b'yom b'layla, 24-7, putrim in a sukkah b'yom b'layla. Sharmay Gunas or Pardesim through men beyond Bamalila. Oh, what's that last one? Guardsmen of gardens and orchards are Patim in the Sukkah Ben beyond Bamalila. Yeah, no, guardsmen of orchard, of gardens, guardsman of a garden and orchard, Pturim in a sukkah ben beyond Bilal. Frek the Gemara of Lav de Sukkah Hossam. Vales, who make the sukkah right there. You hear the kashin? So there's two fundamental terutsa. Please get it. Abaya Merteshu Kain de Duru. What does that mean? Let's get it down. Abaya Merteshu Kain de Duru. Rashi Zok. Kain de Duru. Kederek Shudar Kol Hashanah Bebeso, like he lives his whole year in his house. He's Kikasu Torah LaAniach Diraso. The Torah requires him to leave his diru LaDur Kam BeSukkah, and to live here in the Sukkah Im Matosov VeKli Tashmisho, and to sleep here in the Sukkah with his beds VeKli Tashmisho, his vessels of usage, and with also his cushions VeZe Eni Yochel Avi and Sham Neat Torah. So what does Abai say? Abai says the Ptur is based on what? Tircha. Teishu gain the duru tells me tircha. That's Abaye. Abaye says tircha. Okay? Please get it. Teishu gain the duru. You live in the sukkah, k'ain taduru. So if you're in a situation where, right? If you're in a situation, you're in a situation that what? Teishu gain the duru. Nah, it's fine. You see Teishu gain the duru, you see that what? You see it's a schlep to bring your stuff out there. You follow me? Rava Amar, Pirtza Kora Laganef. What does that mean? That if you guard, if you sit in the sukkah, you know what's going to happen? Ganef's going to steal all the fruit. Rashi, Pirtza Kora Laganef, Mushal Head Yudu. Baf Kana Ganef, Roel So Yoshu, the sukkah of Elilah. He's the guardsman in the sukkah, Naiva, who Nicholas is going to have Paris, Leruch Acher. In the other direction, he'll go steal. You got it? So what does Rava basically say? How would you categorize Rava? Hefsid. Hefsid. You're going to incur a hefsid to your boss. So you're going to incur a hefsid to your boss, then that's the din. Teishu Kikain to Duru. Right? Okay? You're going to incur a loss. So one is Tircha, and one is Hefsid. That's Rava. We didn't write down Rava. Okay, we got it, Klor? So Machlek is a Bible Rava. What's the Hagdara of Teishu Gain the Duru? It's going to incur a what? Tircha buys it to Bata. Rava limits it, so it's going to incur a loss. You got to lose his job. So the Gemara says, Lamai Nafkamine. Gemara gives you two cases. Gemara says, My Benayu, I'm sorry, gives you one case. What's the Nafkamina? Ike Benayu de Kamantar Karya de Peri. What does that mean? You're watching a pile of fruit, meaning you can what? Rashi Karya de Peri, Krishal Perishu Tomil, the fun of Yachal, the Shomer, the Ankan Prince of Koran Lagana. While you're sitting in the Sukkah, you can watch the pile of fruit. So the fee what? Fee Abai, it's still a Tirchi. You're going to be putting to schlep your Sukkah out there. Koran Rav, you're Chayu because you won't lose your job, because you can make sure the fruit will be watched. You got the nafkamina? Oh. So the Ritva says, right here, Ritva and Sukkah, you get it. He says this is a fundamental machlok is Abai v'Rava as to the scope of the din of Teishu Gein Deduru. Abai says, as long as it incurs a tircha, Rava says only if it's a hefsin. Okay? Now, don't get me wrong. Taisus says, of course Rava loves Teishu Gein Deduru. Rava, it's a brisa. Taisus points this out where... Taisus points it out right here. Pirtzu Koral Laganav. Taisus Dumasko Pirtzu Koral Laganav. Labishim the Leisle LaRava Drash Dejuket in the Ru. The Brysi, the Kamar Pirkin. It's enough in a Brysi and Chavchasim and Beis. Rava's an Amari. It doesn't argue on this Brysi. Teishuk in the Duru is a Brysi. It's written by Tanoim. The Machloik Stin Rava and Abai is what the scope of Teishuk in the Duru is. Oh. So I want to suggest in the Savior Yosef David Lamaisa that Abai the Rava Lashitos Yosef, good to see you. Oh. Shmakas, I'm proud of y'all. Comes out to Abai the Rava is the Shitoso. Are women mechuyev in sukkah? Yes or no? What's the din? It's a peferish of Mishnah. They're potter. Where's the Mishnah? Mishnah is on Daf Kof Chesem and Aleph. Women are peturim in a sukkah. Nashim v'avonim v'ktanim peturim in a sukkah. The Gemara has a havamina though. First of all, what is the makor that women are potter in sukkah? Let's get it. Abaye says The Gemara says that women are patur sukkahs halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. It's a beferish Gemara. Okay? Women are patur based on halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So Abayi says, I would have had a havamin if it wasn't for the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Why would I have a mechayev women? I want you guys to get this down. Why would I have a mechayev women? Because teishu d'ingaduru. Men live at home if they're married with their wives, right? That's a normal way of living. The same way you live in your home, you're supposed to live in the sukkah. You follow me? Gemara says in Erekin, beferish and davgimel. Lamaisa, that you know, it's not snias, no one would do it, but mikra din, a guy can have tasha shemitah with his wife in the sukkah. It's a gemara in Erekin. Obviously, it's a, you wouldn't do it, it's an isser. We know the other gemara in Sanhedrin, if a guy was boil his wife in public, what'd they do? They flogged him, right? So obviously, I'm just saying, in theory, the gemara has it, teishka nidiru, the gemara has it beferish. Misharchin has been signed, the sark, Chavetz Chaim was such a tzaddik and anuf, he would just say gemara. In the Shartzion, you know, on the bottom, he gives the mar makomas mishmeru, he just says gemara. Where's the Gemara? It's a Gemara in Erekin. He didn't want to be, it's an Anuf. But it's a Gemara in Erekin, the end of Shas. And Daf Gimel and Beis. The beginning of Erekin has all these dinim. Hakol Chayavim, Tzki Shofar, Hakol Chayavim, Mitzukin, all these dinim. So it comes out, if it wasn't for the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, I would have thought women are what? I would have thought women are Chayavim what? Don't get me wrong, I'm saying no one would do that. That's, hit a guy. I'm like, the Gemara says that, but I'm just saying theory. The Gemara says beferish. So, was it for the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? What's the din? I would have thought women are mechuyu because teishu gain neduru. Kamashma Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, women are potter. You got it? That's Abaye. Please get it down. What's Rava say? But what do you see from Abaye? Well, before we get to what do you see? That's Abaye. What's Rava? What's the Havamina mean of why women will be mechuyu? Because of a gzera shava of tetfav. From where? From matzah. Women are mechuyev in matzah because it's nisr chametz. Mem gimel mezim sukkah. So sometimes I think they're mechuyev in what? Mechuyev in sukkah. Kamash man, halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, they're potter. Now, what do you see from Abaye the Rava? I want to say it's l'shitaso. That's what we have in the sefer. Here's the David. It's also l'shitaso Abaye the Rava. Do you have a widened scope of teishu neduru or is it constricted? What did Abaye say is a havamina? The havamina to mechayev noshim. Again, women are potter, but it was a havamin mechayev noshim. What was the havamin mechayev noshim? The havamin mechayev noshim was what? What was the havamin? The havamin was teishu kenediru. That's a very widened scope. Like he said, even if it's a tircha lemaisa, it will include a p'tur. Because he has a widened scope. So therefore, the shitosu, he had a havamin. He had such a havamin. This is a bayi. You hear the word? Whereas according to Rava, what does Rava say? Rava is a very constricted version, only when it causes hefsin. So why would I think women are mechuyev? He's got to dig up a what? He's got to dig up a gzera shava, right, of tetfav, to think that women would be mechuyev.
Teishu k'dein teduru is...
What'd you say?
Teishu k'dein teduru.
Yeah.
He's saying that...
Why doesn't Rava mechuyev women in teishu k'dein teduru? Because he's a constricted concept. You follow me?
Teishu k'dein teduru means... Sit in the sukkah, or the sukkah is like
your house,
your dira.
Right, that's what Abaye says. So you live with your wife in the house. You live with your wife in the sukkah. No, Rava says no, that's not what it means. Rava says teishkin dira means one thing and one thing alone. That if it's a hefset, you're part of the sukkah. If it doesn't mean, if it's not a hefset, you're mechuyev to sit in the sukkah.
Wasn't the tirach on the hefset going on the guy guarding the vineyard and the
right? But it's a havana, Johnny, in the category of what the mandate of teishu gain neduru is. That's what I'm trying to say.
If it's tirach, you don't have to do teishu.
Right, right, okay. Right. So I'm saying Abaye had a widened scope to create a p'tur. The we call this hagdaras p'turi sukkah. The definition of exemptions of the sukkah. Teishu gain neduru exempts people. Abaye says it even exempts what? It's machayev people at the same time. It exempts people. It exempts cases where there's tircha. Rava says, no, it doesn't. It's only constricted to a case of a loss.
So shouldn't it be called ein teishu gain neduru?
Okay, that's the same thing. That's what it's included in. That's what's subsumed under this category. So he wanted to tie in that that's why women want that. So this Abaye and Rava would be the shitas in these two categories. Okay. Let's go vayit. Now, if you look earlier in Daf Chof and Sukkah, it says earlier, Beferish and Daf Chof and Sukkah and Chofim and Beis, it says Beferish that Rashi commenting on the Mishnah, the Mishnah is commenting about, Rashi comments on Chofim and Beis, he says, Why are women putter from a sukkah? Yeah, because there was a story in the Mishnah in Chaf Beis with Maisa with Tevi Avdo. You know what I mean? And Avadim were putter from the sukkah. Why are Avadim putter from the sukkah? Because the mitzvah says she should be Zman Grama. What? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara said women are putter based on what? Halacha L'Moshe. Mishinai. Rashi here in Chaf Beis says mitzvah says Zman Grama. It's a Pella. Who asked this Kasha? The Bikuri Yaakov and Simon Tov Reish Mem Sifkot Nalef. Asked Rashi against the Gemara. So there's two tirutzim we want to give. Bless you, Yosef. Number one is the following. Is that the Gemara in Daf Chav Ches says the potters from Halacha Moshe Mesinai, you need the Halacha Moshe Mesinai to offset the Gzera Shava from Matzah. But that's only on what night? The first night. Well said, Johnny. How do you know that the women are potter the rest of the nights? Mitzah says Yishev Bezman Gromu. Now, I want to point out a chiddush to that. I didn't write this in the safe. Maybe the second edition. We'll have to add it in. But I wanted to point, I just thought of this right now. When is it a mitzvah d'oraisa to sit in the sukkah? A chiyuv? First night. The rest of the nights, it's just a kiyum. Right? At best, you know, midrabanan, but it's not a chiyuv d'oraisa. So might be a kiyum d'oraisa, but lamaisa, do you apply mitzvah seshish man grama to mitzvahs that are midrabanan or mitzvahs kiyumises? Yes, you see, you do. Rashi does, right? Rashi does, you know. See, it's not really a mitzvah. See, there's a machlokes Rashi Tosis and Brachas Chafam and Beis. Do we apply the concept mitzvah says man grama to mitzvahs midrabbana, to path the women from mitzvahs midrabbana? It's a machlokes Rashi Tosis and Brachas. So I'm thinking to myself, Rashi, based on this answer, we're invoking mitzvahs man grama to the rest of the sukkahs. Now, is the rest of the sukkahs derabbana or is it a kiyum d'oraisa? I don't think it's a derabbana. I don't think you should call it a derabbana. So okay.
If it's only a kiyum, would you be putter from other mitzvahs the rest of the night other than the first night?
What do you mean by potter? I mean, if you engage in a mitzvah kiyumis, does it pot you from other mitzvahs?
Right.
That's a good question, Ellie. Pashut Shai, you are. Because while I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm fulfilling a mitzvah.
It's still a mitzvah, but it's only a kiyum.
Right, you're right, but I'm saying you see that even engaging in a kiyum mitzvah pots you from other mitzvahs. That's the Pashut Shai. But I'm saying, it's not that it's the Rabbana, but if someone would ask you, give me a marker where we apply the principle of mitzvah ezman grama to even a mitzvah kiyumis, right? We do, right here. You follow me? Because maybe you would say it applies to mitzvah schiuvis. You know, a pot is human schiuvis. But in schiuvis, do it anyway. You see, not that way. No, you see that women are completely fucked from it. You hear what I'm saying? That's the Bikuri Yaakov's answer. That's the first answer. Number two. The Primi Godin in the Mishpesot Zav and Simin Tafresh Mem Zivkot Naliv writes that the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai is Megale, that we should not learn from Teshvu Kigain Deduru. You follow me? And that we should not learn from Gzera Shava. But it's not the Makor Amiti. What's the Makor Amiti? Mitzvah says Yisman Grama, like Rashi says a Chafam and Beis. So it's like a defense mechanism. The Lachla Moshe Mesinai just tells me don't learn out from Teshvu Kigain Deduru, or don't learn out from Gzera Shava. The Makor Amiti is Chafam and Beis. Mitzvah says Yisman Grama. Okay? So those are the two Terutz you want to say from the Bikur Yankiv. And also the what? The Prima God. Now I want to note to you, there's a Machlekes Reb Chaim in the Ramah, they say. You know, you're not supposed to start the Seder until Tzeis HaKochavim. Is there a same din regarding what? Regarding the first night of Sukkot. So it's a Machlekes, the Ramah and Reb Chaim. I think the Ramah says you don't have to wait. Reb Chaim said you should wait. That's part of the Gzera Shava.
The Mishnayos have a longer...
Yeah, most people, I try to give a little bit of Torah, I announce the time. And the truth is, Ellie, by the time everyone gets ready in the sukkah, gets all the food out, usually it's by tzeis. So you give a little bit of a short share. I give a short share. I tell them, that, why not be machmer on it, lamaisa? Another difference might be, lamaisa, how much you have to eat in the sukkah. Is it a kebeya? Could be you have to eat a kebeya, lamaisa, in the sukkah. Share of a kebeya, it's a shiloh. Do we equate it completely with the guy with the shiur? But what I want you to know is you must announce to your families the Bach, Laman Yedu. Remember we mentioned that? The Bach says in Simen Ches, the three mitzvahs, that no matter what you hold, mitzvahs, kavanah, mitzvahs, ainshvahs, kavanah, you have to have kavanah, l'shem mitzvah. The Anani Akavah. The Machlaikas, Tanoim, Rav Elazar, Bekiva, Yudalef, and Bezin Sukkah, were they huts or were they Anani Akavah? We normally assume Anani Akavah. You have to have that in mind. You should make the announcement. Allah Lamais. You should make the announcement that we're doing it l'shem Anan Yaakov, so that everyone gets it clear. Okay, very important. Okay, Now let's take this a step further. If you look in Siman Tov Resh Mem Siv Dalet, it says Beferish Misha Kavalo Aneris Besuka Beshabbos Yeshlo Nir Bebeso Mutal Otzeis Min Asuka Kedei Lecho B'Makom Nir Vein Tzarach Lelech Sukas Chavero Sheisham Nir Yemish Torach Gadol B'Dover. Wow. Someone's candles went out in the sukkah. You have no lights. And Lamaisa, you have an option to what? To go to your friend's sukkah and just what? You know, what's the word for it? When you go to someone's house without asking? You know, what's that? You know, a mooch. Guy mooches off a whole family. He mooches off his whole family without even asking. Goes another. Is it better to go in your house and eat it? And with a candlelight, or go to someone else, mooch off someone else's sukkah. So the Ramah says it's not sweet to do that. It's a Torah begadol b'davar. So what's the makor of this Ramah? You can go in and eat in your own house. The Trumas Hadesh and Simon Sadigim, I'll read you the Lashon. And then Nira Nami, I feel like Miesh L'Chavero Nira B'Sukaso, Ein Om L'Zeh Havei Sustasko L'Sukas Chavero, V'Echol Sham Lora Nira D'Ha Nami Chashav Tzar, Shem Nein Arev L'Adam El B'Shalom. Now what's the makor of the Ramah? The Trumas Hadesh. What word did the Trumas Hadesh use? Tsar. Tsar and Hefsid are synonymous. You follow me? A person's only sweet eating his own food. He feels like a schlepper if he's going to go mooch on someone else. Right? How did the Ramah, though, formulate it? Mr. Brewer writes at Sifka and Chav Gimel. How did the Ramah say it? It was a Torah. You follow me? It was a Torah, Dover. That's what the Mr. Brewer says. He says, Yimesh Torah Gadol Nish, as far as you lay, because we're a Tsar, but Dover, Lopsikalei Kokach. Right? He says, Lamaisa, the Mishra Brura says, it's a Torah B'davar because it's a Tsar. He says, this is not so clear. Some guys have no problem mooching, it's a good friend. Other guys will feel terrible. So the Mishra Brura says, Lamaisa, it's not such a clear Hagdara. But Tsarach Yun Gadol were asking, Terecha's only who? Terecha's who? Abaya or Rava? Abaya. We don't pass him like Abaya, we pass him like Rava. Right? And the Machaber passes like Rav Simon Tov Resh Mem Sif Yud. And if you look in the Trumas Hadesh in itself, what does he say? He says Sar. He doesn't say Tircha. It's Mamash Sar. You'll feel terrible. Hefsid. Maybe you'll lose your relationship with a friend. Maybe you'll lose a friend by bursting in with your whole family. You follow me? So please get that down. Again, the Ramah Siddur Potter, the way he formulates it is Tircha, but that's not the formulation of the Trumas Hadesh. It's Sar, and there's a big difference. Because Sar and Hefsid is Rafa. Tirchas Abaye. Now, no, please get this down. You got it? Johnny, you got it? Let's go. Let's get this down. The Gemara in Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, though, in the same Gemara there that we just read, if you go a little bit weiter, it says, God forbid a chola and his attendants are potter. Okay? Yeah? But it says a mitztayer and the attendants. The mitztayer is potter, but the attendants are mechuyev. You got me? There's a chol in the attendants, and there's a mitztayer in the attendants. Okay? So a mitztayer is potter, his attendants are chayev. A chola is potter, and his attendants are also potter. Yeah? That's a gemara. So the Ritva and the Miri say, why? Why are the attendants of a chola potter? You know why? Says the Shvus Yaakov Chelekim Osim Mem Zayin, because if you serve the chol and you go out to the sukkah and you're a good guy, you're a good nurse, you're going to mitztayer with the chola. You're thinking the whole time you're eating the sukkah, what's happening with the guy inside? Maybe he needs me. You follow me? That's an emotional upsetness. That's sar. Therefore what? Therefore you're potter. Isn't that amazing, Hesber? That's what the Ritva and Miri say, that mishamshim of the chol are potter as well. If you look in the Mishra Brura though, in Siman Tov Resh Mem, Sifkat and Zayin, he says, B'shem l'levush, you know why B'sham shechol ar potter? Because of osik b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah. That's not a p'tur limited to sukkah. That's a p'tur that applies to kol ha'terakulu. Mitztayer is a halacha limited to sukkah. Where is mitztayer potter from? Teshu, ke'ein, taduru. That's what mitztayer comes from. There also might be a din mitztayer by tefillin too. Someone has a stomach ailment, lamaisa, and he's flatulating, you know, he's part from the tefillin, let's say, Rahman al-Islam. He has the shulshul, God forbid. So the question is there a p'tur mitztayer called Tarakul? It's a machlokus, the Radbaz, and the Birkei Yosef. Is the p'tur only limited to sukkah and tefillin, or does it apply to all mitzvahs? The pashas, it only applies to sukkah and tefillin. Right? The Yushalmi, didn't we just learn that? No, I learned it. We had it in the Shir Nein Yaakov, in the Darim. That one of the Amoraim had a headache from sukkahs, from Pesach to Shavuos, because he drank the Arba Kosos. So you see from that Gemara, Yushalmi, there's no Ptur of Mitztair by other mitzvahs. Pashup Shabbat. That's important to know. So I want you to get down. It's a fundamental machlokes. Why are Misham Sheikhoy Lopater? Is it a local Ptur to Sukkah Mitztair, or is it Dinah Osim Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah? What's a riot to the Lavush? Lavush is the Mishra Brus, that it's Osim Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah. What's a riot to the Lavush? Gemara Chagigah Vavam and Aleph. What does Gemara say in Chagigah Vavam and Aleph? Why don't you get this down? You remember it. Gemara Chagigah Vavam and Aleph. Why did Chana not be Ola Laregel, the Sameh Laregel? Chana. Why did Chana not Ola Laregel, Gemara Chagigah Vavam and Aleph? Because not menafnusa, you say Rasa Chazi be Bishmul, Chosha be Bishmul, the Chushal Dorcha. Shmuel was a little baby, her little baby. She saw it would be hard for him to what? To take the trip. So what does Rabbeinu Chananel say? That Chana was pata because she was a meshamish of a choyla. She's pata from Re'iyah. You know Re'iyah is? Peering the Shlosh Regalim. So the Magiyah, on the bottom of the page in Chagigah, on the daf, the Magiyah says, what in the world is going on here? That din of Mithar is only part of the sukkah. Localize the sukkah. You're applying the kol Torah kulu. So what's the pshat? So it must be the Rabbeinu Chananel held that the Ptura was not based on what? Was not based on what? Mithar, which is a local what? Local halacha by what? By sukkah. What's it based on? Osik mitzvah, patan mitzvah, applies the kol Torah kulu. So the Levush and Rabbeinu Chananel are learning together the same mahalach. Against the written and the Miri. Noch a nafke meaning. Noch means another. We mentioned briefly, if you remember, in the Shir before Rosh Hashanah, is there a Ptur Mitzar on the first night of Sukkot or not? You remember we mentioned this? We mentioned it. Machlek is Mechaber Ramah. The Mechaber says there is. Sfaradim or Mekel. The Ramah says no, that's why Ashkenazim eat there no matter what, even if it's really cold or not. They have to eat at least Kiddush and bread, bench. If it's raining, there is a Oneg Yonta that says Yarduk Shom, there's no Din Sukkot. If it's really raining, Yardu Shom, there's no sukkah. That's a chiddush nifla of a ma'isa. But the Vilna Gaon seems to say like that. So if it's drizzling, we should always wait till it's drizzling, then go out and say the kiddush. Mamish pouring might not have a shame sukkah. So that's what. But there's a big machleis mechaber omo. Okay. So let me point out to you. You know, there's a tois in the beginning of Tainis Beizmanov, which is not quoted in Ladin and Shulchan Aruch. You know the tois in sukkah and the tois in Tainis. What does it say in Tainis? We don't say Mashiach Meruach, first mission in Tainis, on Sukkot, because we don't want it to pour, because it's like a curse. It's like the servant pours, it's like the master pours the pitcher on the servant. We're serving Hashem. Okay. So Tainis is an amazing Kiddush there. It's not so well known. It's on the first daf in Tainis, based on off. You cannot build a Sukkah that is so stark that no rain can get through. Because the mission is obviously assuming that the rain should be able to get through. So if you build a sukkah that's so beautiful, that the schach is so good that no rain can get through, it's possible, Taisa says. That's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. We don't hold like that. But I want you to know that the Taisa and Tainis like that. Amazing. You're divorced? It's an amazing, but the Churah is a Pashup shot in the Mishnah, but okay, we don't paskin like that. You have to say we don't treat the Mishnah literally like that. But that Taisa took it so seriously that if you built such a good sukkah and the rain couldn't get in, you would not be Yaitzin. The Taisa is Dira Maskil. Taisus Tiramasa, first off in Tainis. Amazing. He says this Chiddush. Where's the Taisus? Taisus here, Lamaisa. Oh, Taisus, the second Taisus. I think it's the second Taisus. Okay? But we don't hold like this Taisus, Levine. Okay? We don't hold like this Taisus. Oh. So remember we mentioned that Chapta Nafkemina, the Rav said beautifully, what's the Machleis Machaber Omah? What's the Hagdar of the mitzvah of eating the first night of Sukkot? Is it a mitzvah yeshiva that manifests itself with eating? Or is it a mitzvah sachivu? Lama Nafkemina, let's say you're a misasek. Let's say you're a misasek. I don't know, the guy was so starving the first night of Sukkot, that he ate only to fill up his stomach. He did not eat it at all. But he was aware of sukkahs. Like the Ketzel Tokei Lashir. That was Darshan Miskavet. Would he be yotze the mitzvah or not? What do you say? Chayav Shekein Nenen. That's only if you hold it's a mitzvah of what? Of achila. Then you could apply the concept of Shekein Nenen. But it's a mitzvah yeshiva, forget about it. You wouldn't be yotze. You follow what I'm saying? That Tamat Ephraim points out the nafkamina. I heard that from Rav Shepter. That's all real lumdus. You follow me? Based on the Rav's Hesber, the Machleis Macharama, there's a Ptur of Mitzdar. So let me ask you another nafkamina between the Ritva and Miri. The attendance of a sick person, are they chayav the first night or not? You tell me. If you learn like the Ritva and Miri, that's based on Mitzdar, the first night, the Machuyev, there's no Ptur of Mitzdar. But if you learn like the what? If you learn like what? The Levush and the what? And the Rabbeinu Chananel, that it's a din of Olshim Mitzvah, Pater Mitzvah, you're Pater even on the first night. You got that, Ali? Get that second nafkamina down. Clear? You want me to repeat it? What's the reason why Misham Sheikhoil are Pater, attendants of a sick person? Are they Pater because of its tire, that they themselves are Mitzvah, they know what's going to, or are they Pater because of Olshim Mitzvah, Pater Mitzvah? So the nafkamina will be on the first night. If it's based on its tire, there's no Pater Mitzvah on the first night, according to the Ramah. You follow me?
Mitzvah,
if you're helping out a Goy Mechassid.
You're saying...
Okay, the Chayla. What?
The guy helping out the Chayla?
Yeah, Misham Sheikhayla. Misham Sheikhayla is based on Ptur Mitzdar for sure. The question is, Misham Sheikhayla is also based on Mitzdar, or is it based on Osim Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah? Year of War. Jack, you got me? Nocha Nafke, meaning number three. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Tov Reish Mem Siv Gimel, Cholin Misham Shem Pturim in a Sukkah, Yesh Mishoimer, Shein Misham Shem Pturim El Bishasha, Cholot Tzarek Lehem. Oh! First day it says, if you have the title of being a nurse, you are Pater. Second sheet it says, only when you're actually working as a nurse are you Pater. During your lunch break, you're Mechuyev to go in the Sukkah. And that's based on the Meiri and Chafei Mez, Mishim Nechachem Elunil. The only time you're Pater is when the Cholot needs you. And the Meiri says, Ein Libi Misyashe Ba. What does that mean? You're really always on if you're the nurse. There's really no break. It might be an emergency. You never know. That's what it means. They don't know time. Okay, maybe you take a little bit of break. But the truth is, you're really what? You're really still always on. So what's the pshat? If it's based on Osik, Mitzvah, Potem, and Mitzvah, Yosef, that's only when you're actually what? Being Osik. But if it's based on Mitzdair, then what? If it's being Mitzdair, then even when what? Even when the guy doesn't need you, the Chayla, you're still going to feel bad, like the Svar, the Shush, Yaakov, when you're eating, maybe he needs you. And therefore, that's what the Miri means, is Ein Yodim Tashmishin Zman. Well, it's Lomar, like Ach Daitam, Lav Kozman, they're always thinking about the Chayla. They're really a good nurse. That's the case. That's a third nafkamina. So one nafkamina was what? What was one nafkamina? What's the nature of the ptur? Okay? What's the nature of the ptur? In other words, is it localized as sukkah mitzdar, or is it a dinikol tarakulos mitzvah? That's number one. Number two nafkamina is it applied to the first night? If it's mitzdar, then according to the Ramah, the ptur does not apply. If it's also mitzvah, it would apply. And the third nafkamina, see, the first is really not a nafkamina, it's a difference in Hagdara, but it is kind of, whether it's a localized Ptur and Kol Tuvah. Third nafkamina is the Ptur only when you're working or even when you're off. Okay. Lamaisa, up till now, I want to tell you, we're talking about a nurse that's not being paid. What happens if you're being paid? When you're being paid, does that make a difference?
You
mix it up with the payment during the week, so it's called Havlah. So the Magen Avraham says in Hilchos Tefillin Siman Lamed Ches Sivkot and Ches, he proves from Rashi in Sukkah. Rashi in Sukkah Chavavim and Av right here, that if you Osik Mitzvah, you're paid to do it, you don't apply Osik Mitzvah upon a Min Mitzvah. Wow. You don't apply it. That's the end of the day. You simply don't apply it. If you're doing a Mitzvah to make a profit, you do not apply the principle Osik Mitzvah upon a Min Mitzvah. So plug it in. If you hold, like according to the Levush and who the Morabin Echanan, that the Ptur is based on what? Oisik mitzvah potem mitzvah, and you're being paid, so you would not apply this whole principle. You would be mechuyev to go to the sukkah. But if you hold that it's based on what mitzdar, even if you're paid, if you're a good nurse, you're still going to be mitzdar. It's a very good nafkamina lamaisa. Okay. Now, if you recall, we saw in the Mishnah The Mishnah stated, on Chof Ham and Aleph, we had three cases. Look at the Patrim in the Sukkah. Chol and the Sham Shem Patrim in the Sukkah. Ochel and the Shos and Arai Chutz L'Sukkah. Let me just quickly comment on that third one. Ideally, you should eat everything. You should be metail in the Sukkah. Whereas a Lashon and Chof Chaz Mez, you should hike in the Sukkah. You really should hang out with your friends. Everything should be in the Sukkah the most of the time. That's your traveling. If you're around the house, you don't sit in the house, be in the Sukkah. Ideally, you should sleep in the Sukkah. The Vilna Gaon said every time you come in and out of the Sukkah, even if you're not eating and drinking, you say, Leishiv Sukkah. We don't assume like that. We assume like a Mishnah Berurah, only when you're eating mazonos or bread. Anything less, the Briskerov had a Chumrah not that you even drink outside the Sukkah. It's a Chumrah. He used to always drink inside the Sukkah. Unbelievable. Did everything, tried to drink everything in the Sukkah. But that's a Chumrah. Just a joke, a quick joke. What prophet do you say on gum in the Sukkah? Leishe bazooka. You guys never heard that? Oh, come on. That's a fame, that's an old one. Part of the Messiah. Leishe bazooka. Okay. Now, I'm kidding, it's not a real bracha, you know what I'm saying? And plus, if you're chewing gum alone, you don't say leishe bazooka. It's only a shahakal, right? Okay. But lamaisa, it says, Mi'ikar Adin, the Mishnah says, no one should give you a tain. And the Mishnah says, you can drink arai lusuka. Arai means the types of food, you know. Hadam, shahakal, you know. Prepare, those can be outside sukkah, but you really should eat everything. Like I'm saying, ideally metal besukkah, and you always say leisha besukkah. You know, you say that you say mazonos and leisha besukkah, then you eat. Chlorokai, okay. Now, if you look in the Rambam, it's an amazing thing. The Rambam flips the order of the first and second case, second dinim. The Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah in Perek Vav Halacha Beis quotes Chol and Shamshin or Potter. Yes. And what did he say in Al-Khadalu? He writes, Posik mitzvah putim in the sukkah. It's out of order. The Mishnah first said, Shluchim mitzvah putim in the sukkah, and Cholim Shamshin. In Halacha Beis, Perek Vav Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes, Cholim Shamshin in the sukkah, then two halachas later, he says, Shluchim mitzvah putim in the sukkah. Why do you invert the order of the Mishnah? You follow me? In the Yad HaChazak, he inverts the order. Rav Zhulti asked this kasha, and the Mishnah's Yayim is right here. Simin Samachay. You hear the kasha's at? Yeah, the Rambam inverts the order of the Mishnah. In Perek Vav Halacha Beis, he first quotes Chol Mishamshim Patur Mitzvah. That was the second din in the Mishnah. The first din in the Mishnah, Shluchim Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah, he says in Halacha Dalet. Why does he invert the order? Rav Shulti says beautifully, because the Rambam wanted to convey to us that Chol Mishamshim Vachol are not Patur based on what? Osik Mitzvah Patim Mitzvah. Like what? Like the Levush and the what? The Rabbeinu Chananel. You follow me? He wanted to show that it's a separate din. And the reason why you're potter because of Mishtire. See, if he would have quoted like the order of the Mishnah, that would show it's an example of Shluchim Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah. That it's an example of Osim Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah. By the fact he quoted the second din first, he wanted to bring it out of the first din. Then it has nothing to do with Osim Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah, but it's a new din called what? Mitzvah. Subconsciously. You follow me? You got that, Chlor? That's what Rav Zhulti wanted him to die. I thought it was a beautiful, beautiful deal. Okay? So you see from Rava, at the end of the day, that the Ptur of Mitzar comes from what? A very constricted view of Teshu Kenaduru. But within Mitzar, it's not just on your goo physicality, but it's also emotionally. That you feel bad, and that's on Misham Shechayla. So Lamaisa, even though Rav is cholek on the Mahalach of Abaye, like I've the widened version, but within the notion of Ptur, it's not just physicality, it's also emotional too as well. If you live on the 10th floor of an apartment, maybe it's a tremendous tircha for you to bring down the svarim and learn there. Maybe it's a tircha. Maybe you could say, maybe if it's a hefsid, it's tire, then it's a mitzvah. Tircha, we say we don't hold like a baya. So if it's a tircha, that wouldn't be enough. So the best bet is to try to eat as much as you can in the sukkah. Okay, let's finish up with some other dinim that we have here. You know, what's the best type of sukkah to make? But wood. Why wood? Because you want to use the same materials that are kosher for schach. What materials do you need for schach? Three things. That what? It's not attached to the ground. Number two, it's what? It's not makabel tumo, right? And what's number three? What'd you say? Gidulei karkam, let's grow from the ground. Okay? So ideally, the Mishnah Berurah says, the wall should be made of things that were kosher schach. That's how wood sukkah is the best. Fiberglass or metal is kosher, but it's not the best. Okay? Now, if you make canvas, you got to make sure it doesn't sway. Because if it sways back and forth more, it might be puzzle.
It's too much, right?
Yeah, if it sways, you got to tie it down really stark. Because if it's a ruach mitzuya blows it, it's a problem. It's a very big problem. If it blows more than three tefachim one way, it's a very big problem. So that's why I advise always getting wood. Now, what's the din of maimid? What's the halacha of maimid? Let's say you build a fiberglass or metal sukkah. Can you put the schach right on it? Nikra din, it's kosher. Yes. Yeah, a lot of people don't know. Nikra din, it's kosher. Medina de Gemara. Maimid is only a chumrah.
With the wood.
Right, so Mr. Bruce says you should put on the whole perimeter of the sukkah slats and then put the schach on the slats. That's called maimid de maimid. Mr. Bruce says that's fine, you fulfill the chumrah. Everyone agrees maimid's kosher mikra din. People make that mistake. They come here out, sukkah's possible. First of all, it's not nice to do that. Second of all, unless you're wrong, right? You know what I mean? You're against the Gemara. Yeah, but maimid de maimid, Mr. Bruce says you fulfill the chumrah. Chazanisha argues in Mr. Bruce. I want you to know that. He says it doesn't make any sense then. What do you mean maimid de maimid? Maimid the maimid is maimid. You put schach on slats and then the slats on metal, it's all being supported by the metal. You're not fulfilling any chumrah, he says. Of course you yotze mikar din, but he argues on the Mishnah Berurah regarding, do you get out of the problem of that chumrah called maimid the maimid? Mishnah Berurah says yes, Chazon Ish says no. Okay?
Maimid actually mean in English.
Supporting. Ma'amid. You're mimamid. Okay? That's very important. We got that? Okay. Now, can you derive benefit from the schach? No. Chal Shem Shamayim. Chagigit. On the sukkah. You're not allowed to derive benefit throughout all sukkahs from the schach. Even from the noy sukkah. The decorations. Now, the decorations, you got to make sure, lemaisa, the decorations, you got to make sure they don't go lower than four tefachim from the roof. And that they're not too wide, too. But if they're more than four tefachim, it might be a problem. If they're four tefachim or more. Because you're sitting under the noy sukkah, you want to sit under the schach. You got to make sure you're sitting under the schach. You don't want to sit under the decoration. So if it's four tefachim in, it's a problem.
So they're like hanging down low, but it's like all the way on the side where no one's sitting.
That's no problem at all. No problem at all. Just want to make sure you're not sitting under it, right? Okay. But it's always good to make sure they're not dipped down too much out. Okay. Now, what's the din of lovin? Anything less than three tefachim is fine. So you want to try to, you know, put the schach good, very well. When I was a kid, we used to do slats, but we used to put evergreens on top. And then when we got a little older, all you needed to do slats. We do the bamboo poles. That's all you do. And make sure they're put well, you know, so that it's covered over good, really good. It doesn't have to be so stark that no rain gets in. Tyson said, rain gets in. Now, yikes, we don't hold like that, Tyson. But it's better. Make sure it's covered well. And it's an interesting thing. Hasidic Sfarim say, schach's puzzle is schach posel. What's the shear of schach posel? Three tefachim, right? What's the shear of other space? Arba tefachim. Why is it more? Arba tefachim. Because when you're doing nothing, it's worse than having at least some material at all. They say a musar from that. Musar haska from that. But lamaisa, you see that you can't have space. That's why I think the shear of the other is more than the shear. Because doing nothing is worse than this doing something that, you know, ish bottle, like Esau, was an ish bottle. So, also we have to keep in mind, you know, there's a lot of halacha l'moshe m'sinai is by sukkah.
Is that like dofei hakuma?
Oh, no, that's before we're going to get to that. What's halacha l'moshe? There's a lot of halacha l'moshe m'sinai by sukkah, because sukkah is symbolic of the mitzvah of munit. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai is a munit too. It's not beferish in the Torah, or, you know, but we do it. There's a halacha called dofei hakuma, which means that the wall bends. The wall bends, and therefore if you have schach that's possible, you say dofen akum up till dalan amas. So at the end of your sukkah on the top, let's say you have sukkah that's schach that's possible, but I assume it's not a problem because the wall, you know, curves. So if the wall curves, it's fine. But just don't make sure you sit under that, right? But it won't disqualify your whole sukkah. That's an example of dofen akum. Another example is lavud, like we said. Also, how many walls do you need? Two in a tefach. You don't have to have three walls. Two and a tef is enough. Allah l'moshe m'sinai, based on the Allah l'moshe m'sinai, chisel down the third wall to only be a what? A tefach. There's so many Allah l'moshe m'sinai by sukkah. And I'm saying bedavka because of this halacha of that zamun and bitochen.
Nashim pater.
What did you say?
Nashim are pater.
That's correct. Well said. Also, you have, is there an isra hana on the walls? Machlis ramam rush. Say, can a guy throw a ball that practices baseball, tennis ball against the walls of the sukkah? We assume it's improper. This sort of applies not only to the sukkah, but also to the walls as well. Halacha l'maisa. So that's regarding the sukkah very briefly, but make sure we do it well. We help build it. It's a mitzvah to build it, hechsher mitzvah at least. We say the Shekhinah on the first night, going on the building too as well, and on the Yeshiva sukkah. So make sure you do the noy properly, we fulfill the mitzvah properly. Let's get to the Arba Minim quickly. What do you do by the Arba Minim? Lulav. Best lulav is what? A nice tall lulav that's straight. And what I prefer is the top to be like wood. You know for sure, well, it's not split on the top. Because if it's wood, it's not split. You know, the top, the middle blade, the top blade has to make sure it's not split. You got to look at it carefully. But if you know it's wood on the top, you know it can't be split. Some postmen say it still could be split if there's wood. I don't see how that's possible. How could it be split if it's a chunk of wood there?
You mean that brown stuff?
Yeah, brown sometimes, you know. If it's a piece of chunk of wood, obviously it's not split, no?
Sometimes the brown is dryness, though. It's not real wood.
Right, okay, could be. But if you have the chunk of the wood there, you know for sure it's... I saw one firm said, it's still my piece. How could it be split? I don't understand that. Okay, what about an Esrog? Rav Simon, I recommend you go to all the shirim, but Rav Simon, I'm going to try to go myself. Rav Simon speaking at 3 o'clock. Esrog Shel Shvi'is. Is it better to get something from Chutz La'aretz this year, or is it better to get a Esrog from Eretz Yisrael? Otzer Beis Din. You know Otzer Beis Din? You don't know how old the Hetter Mechira, but Otzer Beis Din is a Hetter to be able to what use the fruit. So it's based on a Tosefta, the Hetter of Otzer Beis Din. So what do you say? So Rav Moshe is a tshuva, better to use Eretz Yisrael. Like Rav Nata Greenblatt, the great Gaon, pointed out, you buy from a Yid. It's good to support a Yid. It's no problem getting an Esrog Shvi'is from Otzer Beis Din. You don't have to go out of your way to get it from Chutz La'aretz. Now, the more bumpier, the better. Pitum on the top is more mahuder. If the pitum falls off, it's pasul. What's the thing on the bottom called? A chotem. If the chotem falls off, what's it then? It's still kosher. If it fell off, though, it left a cavity, if it left a hole in the bottom, then it's pasul. If just the top of it falls off on the bottom, you know, the top of the chotem, it's still kosher. But if you cut the whole thing out and there's a cavity, then it's not a pasul. Now, the top part of this is the keyest part. You want to make sure there's no spots there at all. If there's a spot on the upper part, it could be a problem. Okay? To make sure. It might not be mahudr. The bottom line is, the Beis Yosef has a line, Rov Lulav Nesrog Mar Kosher. So people go, you know, crazy about this. Now, what about by Hadassim? Very important, though, by Hadassim. You have to have Mishulish, Rov from top to bottom. Rov going from the top to the whole stem, Rov, it must be Mishulish. So it's Mishulish. From the same vertex, you need three leaves. From the same, you know what a vertex is? The same point. Not going from different points. That's called a Meshuggah Nahadas. What's that called? The Lashon of the Gemara and Sukkah? Meshuggah Nahadas? That's where it's not coming from the same point. What's that called again? We had the Nishtik yesterday, right? What's this? The Tzavtzuf. The Tzavtzuf is the Meshuggah Nahadas. Is the Meshuggah Nahadas. So it's got to be Rov. Mehudr is the whole thing from top to bottom. You know, they say the Chazon Ish, Hadassim, but it's got to be Meshuggah from top to bottom, even Mehudr. But it's got to be at least Rov maker, then it'll be kosher. It's not, it's possible. That's the hardest thing to get, the Hadassim. And the last thing is the Aravis. The Aravis is make sure that it what? That it's red. You know, it's better to have it red, the stem. And there's a Lechachila the Araisim, because you have to buy the Aravis. I don't know, maybe we should start a business. I once thought to myself. Starting, you know, people starting businesses with Arba Minim, but maybe we should get to this Chachila di Araisim and consumers to buy a rubbish that were by a lake or by a pond or a body of water, because our rubbish really are willows by the water. So I never saw that done. So I was thinking, maybe Rushetta once mentioned, make a business about this. I got it from an idea from Rushetta. Should make a business maybe. Our rubbish from Chachila di Araisim and consumers, this was by a river. So that we have to make sure that they're not, they're sawed. The problem with the rubbish, if the leaves are sawed, that's their puzzle. Okay? That's the tzavtzuf. The tzavtzuf is the one that has sawed. The tzavtzuf. Now, the Meshuggah Nahadas had a different name. It is like sawed at the end, you know? They're like sawed at the end. The tzavtzuf is the one that's sawed. It's actually like a saw. The edge of the leaf is like a saw.
Oh,
that's a puzzle. Nice. Yeah, you want it to be smooth. The ends, that's our rubbish that's kosher. The guy with the Hadas. Hadas is not called Tzavtzufa, it's called the Meshuggah Nahadas. What's a Lashon? What's a Lashon in it? Lamaisa, I don't know. I don't know what the Lashon the Gemara uses for the Meshuggah Nahadas. Oh, Tarfe it calls it Tarfe. Okay. We gotta have Tarfe B'chad Kina. Yeah, it says Hadas Shaita. No, I'm right. It calls it Hadas Shaita. Hau Hadas Shaita, Karle. So the Tzavtzuf is the Arava that has the saw, and now Meshuggah Nahadas is the one that's not the same vertex. So you've got to be very cognizant of these, halacha l'maisa. We say halal every day, halacha l'maisa, right? the Uraisa. It's a mitzvah Uraisa. It's a mitzvah din simcha. It's a din korban every day, new korban every day. It's a mitzvah Uraisa to have simcha. Some say you're supposed to drink a revius of wine, midi Uraisa, every day. Every day. Cholomoy. The Cheshik Shlomo Herkin says that even every 12 hours he has a suffix, Yom Valayla. Wow. So don't tell him that. Maybe we're a Shimon Farsim. The Cheshik Shlomo Herkin Davei. So you drink the only thing I can drink is that bartanura, you know, Mascata. The guys in the shul make fun of me because I drink that. That's the only thing I can drink. So maybe every 24 hours or once or a feast. Okay. It's an interesting thing. It didn't simply rise. So I want to wish you all a Gmarach Simitov, a Guga Ben Shior, and a Gavaltik Etzman, and we'll start with Ravacha Breder Viki on Thursday. All right, great to see everybody.